of the American Farm Bureau Convention wraps up in San Antonio, voting delegates have been busy adopting policy for the year 2014, as Florida Farm Bureau President John Hoblick gives some insight on the process and purpose.
This is a unique process that not only American Farm Bureau goes through, but our state farm bureaus as well, is where we put together our policies. I like to refer to them as the 400-plus issues that are important to agriculture. So we'll adopt these policies, and then the role of, once these policies are adopted, for staff and the board of directors to carry out these policies and our membership as well. And a lot of it is focused around the legislative arena, since the biggest things that affect our producers is indeed, regulatory actions on us.
Hoblick gives more details on some of the key policies most important to our state.
One of the interesting things is as technology gets greater, so does the information pool. And we've got some real concerns about private property rights and privacy issues. And as we get more and more technical out on the farm, there are things that we use, whether it's GPS monitoring, et cetera, that can be data that can possibly be used against us. So we got to be careful about how we use that technology, number one. Other issues, we've always got to make sure that we're in the trade arena. International trade is so important to our agriculture, and making sure that we adopt the right policies that really don't have any adverse effects on current trade policies, but yet put us in a position to be better exporters to other nations.
Hoblick adds that includes policy on inspections on imported goods to help reduce the entry of noxious pests and diseases, and also notes that water also remains a top priority. For the second year in a row, the Florida Farm Bureau went home from the convention with a Pinnacle Award as recognition as the best state farm bureau in the nation within its membership class. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.